I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Friday, everyone. Thanks for being part of it. Dom's Money Melody, 214 today. Dan tells me is a good one. And it sort of plays out with what we're doing, our side question. 50 years. That's right, 1971, Godfather. I don't think Godfather is the greatest film of all time. I think Godfather 2 is a hair better. When it comes out, it's going to be in theaters in February. We'll probably do a big thing about what is the greatest movie of all time. Dan, do you have an idea what you'll say at that point? Okay. Dr. Oz scheduled to be with us in just a couple minutes, just waiting for the go-ahead. All set with Dr. Oz?
Yep, he's all set and ready for you, Dom.
Well, early with Dr. Oz. The doctor's in. Let's go to Dr. Oz here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Oz, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
How are you? Don't you love when doctors are on time? It's so rare.
Exactly. The clock is usually running there big time. So I wonder if Dr. Fauci is a guy that's on time. Is he punctual? You've challenged him to a duel, right? Or is it a debate?
I've challenged him. Well, we don't do duels in America anymore, although Alexander Hamilton participated at one point. No, I want to have a debate with him. I want to sit down face-to-face with people watching and go through all the decisions that have been made, many of them I think flawed and predictably flawed throughout the course of this pandemic. And we can start anytime and spend anytime, anywhere, any place. I'll meet him. But I think America deserves an accounting. We're 4% of the people on the planet. We've had more than 15% of the deaths. Decisions early on that I offered as possibilities were shut down and really with a lot of anger because I thought schools shouldn't be shut. Why? Because other countries weren't shutting their schools down, and we had lots of papers arguing that it was safe. You were a bad person if you said that. I argued from the early days that we needed to have treatments, therapeutics for COVID, that vaccines alone weren't enough. Listen, I love vaccines. I really do. I personally have gotten the vaccine. But I don't want to force people to get vaccines, and I don't think vaccines are the solution to this problem. I think they were a stopgap measure as a gift that was given to the world through Operation Warp Speed. But the real treatments that you give people when they have illnesses are critical. If I'm a heart doctor, if I give you a drug to reduce your cholesterol but don't offer you any treatment if you're actually having a heart attack, am I a good doctor? No. It violates the basic principles. But Fauci has been an administrator for 40-plus years, which is why his salary is so high. So he doesn't actually manage patients. So the ministering mm-hmm. of a patient, the offering of treatments and solutions were never part of his game plan. And the part that really bothers me, Dom, and you'll get this, is he actually actively used the media to attack people he didn't like, who were raising concerns. I'm talking about, you know, Nobel laureates, famous epidemiologists, people respected institutions attacked because they didn't kowtow to his position. And it drives me crazy to see that because I've lived this. I mean, years ago, I had a fight with the government because I found that there was arsenic in the apple juice being imported to America. And it was there, and it was sort of surprising, but all the apple growers in America were banned from using arsenic as a cheap pesticide because people thought it was dangerous. Fine, you decide, pass the rule. However, the American government never stopped the Chinese from doing that or importing Chinese apples, which were doused with arsenic. So guess what? Our kids kept getting arsenic in their apple juice. When I raised the question, they came after me. They went after me with all their media colleagues, which is supposed to be the opposite. Media is supposed to watch government, not collaborate. And that's, in fact, what happened. They apologized. They were wrong. It was proven up and down. But even today, when the New York Times writes about me, they'll say, oh, I was wrong on arsenic. I was such a, you know, a fearmonger. It's the opposite. They literally rewrite history after lying to create the wrong narratives.
All right. Well, Dr. Oz, we now have another candidate, two in the field. One took a shot at you on my show. I want to play that for you and let you respond. George Baquetto, big-time attorney here, talking about you and a couple of others entering the Senate race. Here's what Baquetto said, Dr. Oz.
As a Pennsylvanian, I'm insulted that some of these folks would parachute in here and pretend to tell us that they're Pennsylvanians. I mean, just how stupid do we look? I mean, Dr. Oz is not a Pennsylvanian. He's allowed to run for the Senate because the Constitution gives him that right. And he ought to just be frank about it and say, I'm taking advantage of this loophole in the Constitution, which says I only need to be a resident on the day of the election.
All right. Your response, Dr. Oz.
I love those questions. It's good to be home, Dom. I grew up less than 10 miles from Kenneth Square, which is the mushroom capital of the world, and we would tell each other in Pennsylvania that, you know, you don't want to be like a mushroom where they keep you in the dark and they feed you manure all day long. And we just witnessed a little bit of that. People do not care where you're from, by the way. They care what you stand for. I went to medical school in Philadelphia at Penn. I went to Wharton Business School in Penn. The best decision of my life was marrying my wife, which I did in the house I live in right now. My wife's family's been here 130 years. My family was immigrants. It's a proud state for me to be associated with. I love the country, but Pennsylvania in particular is a beautiful place to be from and to live in. And I'll continue to do both those if I'm elected senator. I want to serve the people of Pennsylvania because I think we deserve the kinds of value-based, conservative, small government ideas that I have.
Well, I would say this, and you don't have to agree or disagree, Dr. Oz. To George's point, if you're running as governor, you know, I think there's a little bit more of people wanting someone who has lived here pretty much most of their life. But the Senate is a different kind of thing, at least in my mind. And you do have roots in Pennsylvania originally. Now, since you were last here, a key opponent, Dave McCormick, some insiders think it's you or McCormick will be the nominee, has announced, and he actually wrote an op-ed saying he ought to be the candidate because he understands the communist Chinese government and would take them on. What do you say about McCormick's entrance?
Well, I haven't read his op-ed. It's a big pool to jump into. Just got to make sure you know how to swim. But I think we want the brightest people possible to articulate why Pennsylvania should be cared for better and why the rest of America benefits from the wisdom we have in Pennsylvania. You know, my biggest concerns for this country include China, but they also include our energy programs, which are foolish, will bankrupt us, and are scientifically impossible to achieve unless you recognize the value of natural gas. And if we're not self-sufficient in energy, we also have a foreign policy catastrophe, which China will take advantage of. And there is an existential threat from China. This is a country which has to destroy us. And let me explain that. This is not about trade war, and they want to make more money than us. If we survive as a nation, this brilliant piece of paper, 250 years, that gave us a license to be the experiment on our planet of democracy, if we survive, there is no way of defending the totalitarian communist Chinese government. Who would tolerate what they do if democracy can deliver the things that America promises? And I travel the world. My show's in 100 countries, including China, by the way. And when I travel these countries, people say, please save America. And I say, why do you care so much about my country? And they say, because we have fights in our country about democracy. But we always point to America and say, those guys figured it out. And if they can figure it out, we should be able to figure it out. But if we lose America as that shining city on the hill, then we don't have a role model. There's no lodestar, no star for us anymore. So we're fighting for the way that countries around the world will rule themselves.
Dr. John Fetterman, if he is a nominee on the other side, I think has talked a lot the last few weeks about what the president shamefully did in Georgia, too, this week, which is the so-called voting rights issue. And if you are the nominee, that issue is going to be what the media tries to tar you or whoever the Republican is with. What's your sense of how to counter that?
80% of Americans want voter ID. This is not a Democratic-Republican issue. We need to know that our votes count. And we need to be able to get those votes cast in a thoughtful way that allows everyone to have confidence in that process. So why would we want to have the federal government, which has proven itself grossly inadequate at so many other issues like voting, to get involved in what my state of Pennsylvania does? I think our Constitution in Pennsylvania is brilliant. It lets the legislature, which represents the people, not the governor, the legislature, articulate how election law should be modified. Are there areas where, as a nation, we can do better? Darn right. But let's let that happen where it should happen, where it's supposed to happen, at the level of the state.
Absolutely. Now, the Supreme Court mandate struck down, but not in the secondary part, the Medicare and Medicaid part of this. I didn't think they went far enough. I think that I get it. The second was a closer call. What do you take away from the Supreme Court in this issuance yesterday?
Well, if you just look at what Sotomayor said last weekend, one of the liberal justices, where she talked about 100,000 kids desperately ill, many on ventilators. And just so everyone's clear, the real number is maybe 2,000, and almost all those kids have pre-existing medical conditions that may have put them in care independent of COVID. So in other words, they're there with COVID, not from it. She didn't understand the real problems that we're dealing with medically. So it's been a challenge to get the liberal justices to understand what the real medical issues are. There is no defensible reason medically, I don't think, to have mandates of companies with employees. You know, by the way, even 100 employees, which is size, good size, but not massive, would have had to follow these draconian rules. Companies have employees. They generally like their employees, which make them money. They want to take care of their employees. I was visiting a health club today. The woman who was teaching the training there was a nurse. I said, why are you working in a health club? You're a nurse. She said, my hospital mandated that I do certain things like getting a vaccine. I'd already had COVID. Natural immunity is better than the vaccine. I thought it was reprehensible to force me. I quit. We don't want that. People should make decisions locally, not because somebody who's not a doctor but got elected into a spot, or in many cases not even elected, is making decisions that they think are better for you. I got attacked this week by the New York Times, which is, I get attacked every day by the New York Times. But this article really caught my attention, Dom, and you'd love this. They said, people like me are not just bad human beings, but dangerous human beings, because I've been arguing to empower people. I've been arguing for individualism. And they said that in a world where we have structural racism, climate change that's looking irreversible, and COVID, is no time to trust humans to be individuals and to do what they think is best for them. And frankly, guilty as charged. I think and I trust human beings to do what's in their best interest, especially for their families. This is best worked out with people and their doctors, not at some high level, where there's federal overreach. And this authoritarian movement dramatically hinders our nation's ability to nimbly deal with the challenges around us. COVID is not the biggest problem, I don't think, that the country is going to face, but it's emblematic of the deeper corruption or the weakening of our values that government represents.
I like the word nimbly. That's exactly right. Government, even if it's well-intentioned, can't do that. So when's the first debate that Dr. Oz will be participating in, along with some of the other heavy hitters? Do you have any idea when that's going to happen?
They're having periodic debates, but I think we ought to wait until everyone's got their spot on the ballot, because, you know, you have to go through a petition process. It's going to be the middle of March, which gives us 2+ months to debate. And at that point, we'll have the roster of candidates who are legitimately going to be vying for the primary, for the votes of primary voters in Pennsylvania. I think that's the point where we should get real serious about going head to head and asking the tough questions that voters need to hear the answers to. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Until then and through then, where do we find all things Dr. Oz?
Well, there are two places, DrOz.com, which is very popular, and I've got 13 million people on social media, so just follow any of my media channels. Or if I just come to the Dom Giordano show, I think that should probably cover it.
Absolutely. Let's make that happen all the time. Dr. Oz, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and come back soon.
God bless.
All right, Dr. Oz here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. We'll get your response. So by and large, even with listeners, occasionally I get people, Dan, that are upset. I made the distinction between running for governor. That might be a harder sell if you haven't been in Pennsylvania for quite a bit of time versus the Senate. But I think ultimately the key thing is people want somebody who espouses what they want in that senatorial seat and can win. That's what they want to do. That's what they're going to look at. So not until mid-March. I was hoping before then. I want to see these guys in the ring. I want to see this McCormick guy talk about his ties with China. George Paquetto we had the other day, Bardo's out there, Kathy Barnett. And I'm sure they're going to challenge Oz on some of his positions, on things he's said on his TV show over the years, and some of his background. That might come up. It's going to be pretty fierce. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Don't forget the side question today. Godfather, 50 years ago, I guess in February. It seemed to be in the wintertime it broke. I think Lou Gall was there at one of the first screenings in New York. We'll ask him about it next week. Paul Manafort is going to be on. New book out. Remember him? Remember what they did to him at Rikers Island? Unbelievable. He'll be here at 12:30 on Monday to talk about that. And we'll see what he admits to, what he doesn't admit to. But Dan's trying to reach this Pennsylvania senator who has a bill that would say, you want to ship people in, as we know they are, from the border, unaccompanied minors or adults, to Pennsylvania airports in the dead of night. We're going to be waiting, and we are going to reship those people to Rehoboth. See, they want to say Delaware. I would call it the Rehoboth Bill. I'll give you the details on that and what Republicans are up to here and what chance does that have. It's all straight ahead with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, you're with Dom. I'll hold off until 1:30. We have the state representative coming on with this bill that says...
State senator, right,
that has a bill... that says, all right, you want to bring these people in illegally, dead of night, the whole thing we've been documenting with Lou Barletta and some others. We are going to be waiting, and we'll transport them back to Delaware. I wonder how many are going to Delaware, to Rehoboth. State Senator Mario Scavello will be with us. All right. Let me tread on something that I think most people will agree with me. That even for Phil Murphy, this is horrible. I had no idea that Phil Murphy was a Catholic. I say that because yesterday Murphy signed into law, enshrined forever, they were saying, the real sacrament of people like Murphy and his ilk, abortion. Meaning whatever the Supreme Court does, Jersey is saying, you'll be able to get an abortion under the law there, and that's it. And part of me says, you know what, that's okay. I believe it. This should go state by state. But Murphy opens up about being a Catholic. Now, Murphy's Irish, right? So ethnic. I should have thought of that, but he's so far removed from it. Listen to some of these quotes from yesterday. He said, I hope we can come together in the greater calling of our faiths to make parenthood an easier, safer, and healthier choice for anyone or any family in search of support. We can each hold personally deeply felt views and still respect each other's ability to make their own decisions. Yeah, Phil, you can certainly do that. But the only reason you're able to do this and what I'm going to read coming up is because of these cowardly bishops. New Jersey bishop said about this farce yesterday They are deeply disappointed. Yeah, it's a club, Bishops. Kick them out. Then Murphy went on to say, last week, the Reverend Pat Conroy, a Jesuit, who served as chaplain for the House of Representatives, spoke to the Washington Post about being pro-choice and a Catholic, as I am. And he said, and I quote Father Conroy, quote, a good Catholic in our system could be saying, given women in our system have this constitutional right, our task as fellow Christians or as Catholics is to make it possible for her to optimize her ability to make the choice. This guy's a priest. Well, he's a Jesuit. Murphy then says, my own journey and evolution on this issue has not been easy. Oh, I bet he was awake many nights on this. And one through great reflection that has landed on ultimate respect and trust for others. Respect especially for those with limited means, for whom restrictions on access to reproductive health care have the most devastating effect. And trust that each of us is our best judge and advisor. Why don't we do that with all things then? Everybody's their own advisor. Everybody can make their own decisions. There is a thing called adoption here, Phil. How long do we suffer through this farce? Start at the very top. Devout Catholic Joe Biden. What in the world allows, well, the Catholic Church is too big to fail. That's what it is. Meaning, these bishops are always going to have enough of the flock, either those who are born a Catholic and no matter what they do are going to continue to be a Catholic, or it's new Catholics, Latinos and the like coming in, and they have enough. So they don't have to take a stand on what they say, and I agree with them. Catholic Church is still the biggest player out there, the biggest protector of life. If you can let a guy like Phil Murphy say, hey, I'm an Irish guy, I'm a white ethnic, I am somebody who is a Catholic, I'm a Catholic, I have your experience as a Catholic, and I'm also wildly pro-choice, I'm going to enshrine it here forever. But politically, how do you contend with that? They have broken the code, and they did it because of A, the priest scandal. They did it because of the increased liberalism, progressivism, like this Jesuit guy, of the Catholic Church. And as a result, they continue to spin out this yarn. The Catholic Church says, this is not like eating meat on Friday, you know, take your... No. This is the big thing. It's called life. And this, if this is not aiding and abetting in direct defiance, now imagine, he's not saying the Supreme Court, I have to follow the law of the land. What he's saying is we enshrined in New Jersey this right by law that we don't care what the Supreme Court says, you will have abortion on demand up until the time of birth or beyond, who knows, in New Jersey. Now, I like the state-by-state approach. But what do they say when the red state says, no, our value system does not match you. We have a difference of opinion here. We think it's life in Texas at this point. They go wild. But in New Jersey, not only can you do that, but you can hold yourself out to be a Catholic and join arms with the Reverend Pat Conroy, Jesuit. So who says, nah, can't keep on doing this. There's a price to pay for this. Not the bishops. And my point is, this has, I don't think the average person looks at it this, but it has huge political implications. How many of these people saying they're Catholic because it's a brand, it's a pedigree, are also extremely on the ledge of pro-choice? You go through all the Kennedys, Pelosi, the Bidens. There's X number of these. And I didn't even think of Phil Murphy. It's the furthest thought from my mind. Phil Murphy's a Catholic? What? How could he be? That doesn't square up. I don't know anytime soon what's going to happen around this. Because these bishops are getting away with it. As I said, they still have enough people. I know they've lost people over a lot of stuff, including the priest scandal. The Pope is still a worldwide figure with a billion-plus adherents. So where's the leverage? And the answer is guys like Murphy and Biden are getting right in their face, and they're saying, Your Eminence, you know it, and we know it. You're going to stand down here. I can say and do anything I want. I can be this extreme on abortion as long as I don't say anything against illegal immigration. That's when you get threatened, apparently, with excommunication. So who gets excommunicated today? I'd have to look it up to see how many people got excommunicated in the United States, say, in the last year. And who is it that got excommunicated? And this isn't just a Catholic thing. Again, this is the biggest political card out there. If you can take people and say, I'm an extremist like you on choice, and also I got the badge here of Catholic and Biden's got devout Catholic, that is impressive. It impresses me politically. And they're so used to it that they don't even think they have to fight hard, and the media fights for them. How dare you? I get emails all the time. How dare you know what's in the heart of a person? What do you mean, know what's in his heart? I'm looking at his actions. He's an abortion extremist. How can he be a Catholic? I'm tired of the lame lack of logic in this. There's only one way that they can, because the bishops are afraid and or feeling confident. They probably think they might lose more people if they actually got into a brawl with Murphy or Biden. Something like that. You know, oh boy, look at these guys. Hey, Father. Hey, Bishop. Why don't you stop the priest? That'll be the first thing the media says by implication, right? They know it. So we face this dilemma all the time. But reading this saccharine, sick Phil Murphy, it's stunning, even for him. Dan, did you think Phil Murphy was a Catholic, or did that not occur to you?
I never really considered
it. No, I just never, you know what I mean? It's like Phil Murphy, well, he's Irish. Yeah, it should have occurred. Most white ethnics, at least in theory, were Catholics, you know, across particularly the big two. Irish, I think, number one, more than any, and Italians. And Poles, but yeah. Yeah, but I mean, number one with Irish Catholic. We don't even say it like Catholic. Irish Catholic, well, yeah, same thing. Murphy's a Catholic, he's telling you. God. All right, let's go to Richard in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to talk about Daniel's point about the lack of, trust in our elected officials. And if you think about the Founding Fathers, the Constitution is just a couple pages of paper. And they require a certain virtue of the people to carry those laws out and interpret them.
Right.
And if you look at CRT, what are the tenets of CRT? Non-punctuality, getting the wrong answer. Therefore, virtue is being thrown out the window. And I think
hey, you know what? I'm going to quote you on that. That is a great insight. That's Richard. Every bit a better angle to attack CRT than the racial divisiveness. It's saying that the qualities objectively that lead to success are to be attacked. That's exactly right.
I mean, would you like your gallbladder taken out by the guy who said, I graduated medical school and we really didn't give a damn about grades or getting the right answer?
Yeah.
Are you going to let him open up your gallbladder?
Yeah, or so. The guy gets aboard the plane. Yeah, here's my background.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
The pilot, right?
Oh, what are we doing? Bad weather.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly. What's your movie soundtrack, Richard?
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
Well, beautifully played. That is a contender. That's got to be up there near the top. Looking a little bit more outside the box still, but that's a good one. All right, so who thunk it? The Godfather, 50 years.
Just
all right, coming up.
Going back to that call just real quick. I'm sorry, Dom. I don't mean to.
Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like we're getting lost, that the reason that people go through all this schooling is for the training aspect of things. So, yeah, you make a great point when you say, would you hop on a plane with somebody that pretty much didn't grade themselves through school? No, there's no way, because the entire point of that is so they get the right training.
I got a whole thing on Martin Luther King, a guy here locally, Dan, saying, oh, you're going to hear these conservative talk radio hosts and all that whitewashing Martin Luther King. I don't think we are. At 2 o'clock, we'll get to that here. But the state senator is next. And this state senator is drafting a bill to relocate illegal immigrants from the Biden DHS midnight flights to Delaware. What an idea. I'm going to see if he'll go right to Rehoboth. I hear it's a beautiful community.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. All right, welcome in, everyone. All right, the big idea of the day here on the Dom Show. State Senator Mario Scavello is District 40, parts of Monroe and Northampton counties. So I think he's sort of in the zone where we're seeing some of these ghost flights we've been talking about. And he's got a memo out to his fellow legislators to do something about it. He's with us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. State Senator, good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It just comes to a point that we shouldn't be sending him to Delaware. We should send him back to the border, but he's not protecting the border. So I'm hopeful if he decides to protect Delaware, then he's going to play his card. There is a huge impact in our area. School property taxes are tremendously seniors are really hurting. Mm-hmm. And to educate a child in my area, normal is about $20,000. However, now you're talking a second language and whatever else issues that you have. You know, you're in that $35,000 bracket, and it's funded locally by the local taxpayers. So if you put a couple of hundred kids into your schools, federal government, they might be giving them money for clothes and everything, but they're not helping that senior and that property tax hold owner, that homeowner, which is really wrong. And, you know, I'm speaking, by the way, I am an immigrant. I came to America the right way. I had a sponsor. You didn't have a handout. You came here the right way. Have a lottery system of some sort. But what's happened to our nation and what's happening today and what's coming through that border is an absolute disgrace.
And State Senator, exactly right. And particularly, though, in the age of COVID. My goodness.
Yeah.
In the dead of the night, we've had Lou Barletta on. We had Corman on, and I think somebody else. Two or three of the candidates have been on talking about, in the dead of the night, buses taking them to God knows where. Look, I'm a Catholic, but the Catholic Relief Organization seems to be behind this. The effrontery to think that you can just plop people down in a community that are here illegally, and then the crushing financial burden. But there's a sense, too, that this is not right. So let's talk about the odds on this. I'm sure you'll have a lot of support in certain circles, but mm-hmm. I would assume that Governor Wolf will veto it.
Yes, but I think he needs to. People need to see that veto.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious. Sometimes, you know, you put it in because you want to see you don't want it to get it vetoed. But I think people need to see it because, you know, when Governor Wolf first got his first speech on the floor in his to the state, he talked about taxes. And I actually commented, complimented him the fact that he wants to do something about school property tax reform. And that was it. And now, you know, 7 years later, this is happening. And enough is enough, Governor. You know, there's no way that you can continue to allow this to happen. You're not protecting your state. And this COVID stuff that you mentioned, it's correct. You know, you don't know if they've been if they've got their shots or not, or what are they bringing into our country?
Without a doubt. And this brings into play, too, in a heated political race, the chief law enforcement officer who won't answer various people that are public officials like you, that's Josh Shapiro. What does he know? Does he support this? We I think you're right. We need to get Wolf, but more importantly, Shapiro on record. If he supports this type of stuff and wants to be the governor of Pennsylvania, people ought to realize he will do a lot more of it then probably.
We had a couple of states that want a copy of the legislation that are going to introduce it. One of them was Tennessee. I think I'm not sure of the other one, but it's a southern state. But so there's other this is starting to attract some followers because we just can't continue to go the way we're going. You know, what's happening, what they're catching coming through that border, people that were sent back and are coming back with all kinds of nasty pests. And they're trying to get back in because we're not protecting our border.
And State Senator, too, I saw the Fox thing. I thought it was higher than I thought today. They touted you and they talked about those that were told they have to report to ICE or a court, something. It was well under 50% that actually have reported after some time in the country. I was waiting for them to say it's under 5%. I think it's even lower. Of getting compliance of who's here.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting the right numbers either.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not getting the right numbers.
So what should we do here in Philadelphia then? Is there a name of the bill or what do we do to really start to push this?
Well, we have the bill, you saw the co-sponsorship memo. It's being drafted. It should be ready in the middle of next week. We have and once that's ready, there'll be a bill number to it. And we can, Dom, we can give you a call when the time is right. I'm assuming Philadelphia got a ton of these illegals.
Oh, exactly. There is no doubt. We're a sanctuary city. They're proud of it here. I know Northampton County. Glad to know that's where you are. It's a good spot, and sanity seems to prevail there. There's the sanctuary city dance by our mayor, Jim Kenney. So you have all of our information. As soon as that comes down, we'd like to, again, continue to talk about this, Senator. Thank you for doing this. You're right. Let's get Governor Wolf and Shapiro and the others on the record saying they're supportive of this.
Yeah. Listen, thank you very much, and
you're
have
welcome.
A great week.
All right, State Senator Scavello here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, our TV guy, Neil Zorn, with a lot to report. He's right. Wolf will probably veto this. And you're saying, well, what good is it then? Again, it's a long battle with these people. You don't win overnight just by putting a bill out to take people here illegally to Rehoboth. Maybe in Florida with Ron DeSantis it's gone that way. But what would the people in Delaware do? They deserve that. They have to pay for their sins of the last 50 years with Joe Biden. So, why not? Why not take everybody into Delaware? That's his home state. That's where his White House is, essentially. Hey, every other week, Neil is here with us. We got a lot of stuff today on the Dom Show with Mr. Neil Zorn. All right, Neil, welcome in. And on your perch, this should be number one. I know what a fan you are breaking down local TV news. Mm-hmm. So we saw a transition after 46 years. And I have to say, my take was that Rick Williams is exactly what the mantra is there, the next guy up that people have gotten to know forever. And that is what this region wants. Were you surprised that Rick Williams was the choice?
I was surprised that Rick Williams was the choice. I predicted Brian Taft because there's something a little bit formal and stiff about Rick Williams to me. And I think that Taft is more in, as young as he is more in the Gardner mode. But Channel 6 is always promoted from within. As a matter of fact, this week they did something that I never saw them do before. They hired Julian Mealy, who has worked at CN8 and worked at Channel 10, and they've never hired anybody from another network station. People have gone from there to other shows. But in the Rick Williams case, yeah, you're right. Channel 6 goes with the tried and true. They don't want to rock the boat. They've been successful by making sometimes dramatic, but in a subtle way, changes over the years. I mean, when they had to get rid of that Color Forms weather map, you'd think that the world came to an end. And other things like that. They were very much Channel 6 traditions. So in some ways, it does make sense that since Williams is the major, is the longest serving anchor in the firm, that he would take over, but it wasn't what I expected. And it probably was not what I would have done if I was Bernie Prezenica, but that's okay. I mean, Rick is presentable. I just think then he has that very formal way of talking that doesn't sound natural, as opposed to the way Garner always sounded like he was talking to you. And it didn't sound like an actor talking, which is the way I think Rick Williams does. I still think he's a great anchor. I think he'll do a great job. I think he should stop knocking Jim Garner. I mean, on the day of Jim's last day, Rick Williams thought it was funny to say "get out of wave" and say "get out of the seat." I thought it was crass. And same thing he says, "sleep tight, Jim." Last night, shut up, Rick.
All right, we'll see. But you know what? I think second to none, they have tapped into this area, every little nuance of that. It makes it almost impossible for anybody to swoop in, and they try to do the same thing the other channels, and that doesn't work. All right, Neil,
you can't beat them at their game, and they've been playing their game for 45 years of getting it. Channel 3, Channel 10 don't have a chance until they do a show that has nothing to do with Channel 6 and puts on either a real newscast, which Philadelphia does not have, anywhere. Channel 29 comes the closest, but there's no real newscast. It's all just fluff and garbage and repeats of press releases. Either that or do something different, like have a critic, have me and Lou Gall and you on.
Oh, boy. Politics. Well, the inside story is enough for me. Yes, that would be interesting. It would be watched for a few minutes, then the bric-a-bats would come. Neil, the SAG Awards out there, and Yellowstone, finally, after these gargantuan numbers got in there. Dan likes Squid Game. He's really drilled down. His TV habits are legendary. But are you surprised? What is it about the SAG people that they're willing to acknowledge the popular taste that's out there?
They're the real people in the business. And they're the ones who are doing it every day. When you're dealing with Oscars, when you're dealing with Golden Globe, when you're dealing with Golden Globes, which I actually like and did watch the streaming this Sunday. When you're dealing with them, when you're dealing with Oscars, you're dealing with a lot of people in a lot of different parts of the industry, including people who haven't made a movie since 1946. You know, they're members of the... When you're dealing with SAG, you're dealing with union members who are there on the set every day and are watching a lot of television every day, and I think that that makes a difference. So there are some great surprises. I mean, including... And there's the other thing, too, that they don't have a Best Supporting Actor. So all actors are in every category. It's Best Actor includes every actor in the show. So that Jason Sudeikis and Brett Goldstein are in the same category and competing against each other instead of the different categories. And they don't have a Best Show. Their award is always for Best Ensemble Cast, which is their sort of Best Show award. So it's a very different award, but I think the main thing is you're there with the troops who are there every day. They're the people who are the union card holders. Naturally, there's 85% of them are unemployed because most of them are waiters instead of actors, but it doesn't make a difference. They're still watching television. They're still involved in television.
Would you say that the SAG Awards are the closest we have to the Respect of Your Peers Award?
I think so. I would say that. I mean, if I were getting an award, I'd want the Oscar. I mean, I definitely would. To me, the sign of arriving and of doing something great is the Oscar. But no, a SAG award would mean a lot to me because it is my peers voting and my peers looking at beyond other things. You have people who are never nominated. I mean, Sandra Oh's been nominated for other things, but she's never been nominated for the chair before. Of course, there's Hannah Waddingham, but you have her in Juno Temple again in the same category. So you have a lot of the usual suspects, but you have a lot of people who never sneak in, like Michael Douglas. He's always around, but he's never nominated for anything. He has one Oscar nomination. Murray Bartlett from The White Lotus. I mean, basically, again, a supporting role. But so is Evan Peters, and that's the one I like the best. And Evan Peters, who played the cop that gets killed in Mayor of Nice of Mayor of Easttown, and also I almost said Nicetown, wrong neighborhood. Mayor of Easttown, and is also the one who I think does the Delaware County accent the best. I mean, I can do the Delaware County accent in 4 seconds because I'm born to the breed.
All right, well, Neil, I'm so glad to see that. You know that Dan is one of the voters, right, Dan?
I am one of the voters. I'm a card-carrying SAG member, so.
Yes, that's a troubling And so's Bill. My goodness, see what I'm up here. Where do we find you, Neil, until 2 weeks from today?
I want to know who he's voting for. But that's beside the point. I don't want to influence the vote. I'm just curious. You find me in the Delaware County Daily Times and related newspapers. There's 8 or 10 of them. I never remember which all they are. You can find me at neilspaper.com.
Thank you, Neil. Neil Zorn with us. Lou Gall next week with us. Big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody at 2:14. But I want to give you what's going to happen.
Money Melody.
Coming up here for Martin Luther King Day, progressives have mapped out the territory to strike back over the next 72 hours or so. I'll tell you what that is with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.